The psalmist wrote, "O sing to the Lord a new song, for he has done marvelous things." This past Sunday, we used this ancient song as we entered into God's presence at his invitation to receive the gifts of forgiveness and eternal life. In this first song of praise, Isaiah wrote of the songs which the faithful children of God sing in response to his mercy. "Sing praises to the Lord, for he has done gloriously. Let this be made known in all the earth. Shout and sing for joy, O inhabitant of Zion, for great in your midst is the Holy One of Israel." Ever since Jesus ascended into heaven, his followers have gone into all the world to proclaim the goodness and love of God. By the end of the first century, the gospel had spread through the known world. Christians could not help but bring the good news of salvation by grace through faith for the sake of Christ to those oppressed by sin. The need to tell of God's love, of our salvation from sin and death for the sake of Jesus, is every bit as great today. As the devil, the world, and our sinful flesh attack the goodness of God, we bring to you the good news that Jesus has defeated death. In him you have the forgiveness of sins. The Holy One of Israel, the Triune God, is not some abstract thought who sits on a throne somewhere, ignoring his creation. He is here with us in every joy and sorrow, in his word and sacraments. May you come to know the reason that Isaiah rejoiced in the love of God. Knowing of that love, find the peace which passes all understanding. Amen.